For WMRA News, I'm Bob Livicki. Governor Northam says most of Virginia is ready for phase two of reopening after months of business shutdowns due to the pandemic. We'll hear the voices of protesters in Richmond incensed over police use of tear gas and the mayor's reaction. And one Confederate monument in Alexandria is no longer a problem because it's not there anymore. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 3rd. Governor Ralph Northam says most of the state will start its second phase of reopening on Friday. In a public briefing on Tuesday, Northam said data on the spread of the new coronavirus in Virginia continue to show positive trends. The governor said that restaurants may start serving customers inside on Friday, but at 50% capacity. Gyms may reopen indoor areas at limited capacity, and museums and zoos may reopen, all with certain restrictions under phase two of reopening. Northam said the number of tests for COVID-19 performed is up, and the percent positive of those tested, along with other metrics, are going down. As of this morning, more than 44,000 Virginians have been confirmed with COVID-19 since the outbreak began, according to the Virginia Department of Health. The seven-day average of new cases has been going down for several days, and the number of Virginians dying from the disease is down more dramatically in the past week. Hundreds of people gathered on the steps of Richmond City Hall on Tuesday to hear the apology of Mayor LeVar Stoney. That's after the city's police force fired tear gas into a peaceful rally Monday evening. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
A chaotic and tense dialogue unfolded as protesters vented their pain and demanded answers. Mayor Stoney, facing the crowd, was often shouted down. He gave the mic over to others, including a young girl named Reagan, who told him she was afraid of being tear gassed by police.
And Ms. Reagan, I don't want you to think like that. We broke our promise to you and to our people. That happened. And there are no words that you take back what happened, and that's why I'm here to apologize.
Unacceptable.
But the crowd demanded more, including the immediate firing of the officers involved. The mayor promised disciplinary action, but didn't give details. He did say he would march with them.
I will march with you!
In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Community organizer Chelsea Higgs-Wise had this reaction to Mayor Stoney's promises.
I am hopeful that the city council and people are listening, but I am still very skeptical of the long-term coordination to have more community control over our policing.
She said residents distrust city officials, but the way officials can earn that trust back is by swift disciplinary action against officers who were involved. Confederate statues across the country have long been targets for protesters, but one Confederate monument in Alexandria is no longer a problem because it's not there anymore. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The Confederate monument in Alexandria is kind of a different story than all the other ones across Virginia. It was owned not by the city, but by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And it was protected by a state law passed in 1890 that prevented anyone from moving it. So when the UDC decided to break the law and remove the monument this week, the city provided traffic control. Here's Alexandria Mayor Justin Wilson.
This is not an event that just occurred because of the moment we're in. This is something that has been a long time coming.
Alexandria City Council members voted unanimously back in 2016 to remove the statue, but they had no authority to do that, even though the statue is on city-owned land because of that old 1890 law. Earlier this year, Governor Ralph Northam signed a bill to repeal the old law, a repeal that becomes official next month. Councilman John Taylor Chapman says no one's really all that concerned. The United Daughters of the Confederacy jumped the gun and broke the law.
That's what they chose to do. They knew it was coming down, so I think they decided to use the opportunity to move up. I mean, the city was not going to fight them on that.
The monument was at the center of a prominent intersection, and city leaders say they'll probably end up paving over that spot with a field of asphalt. Michael Pope.
Finally today, Governor Northam rejected a personal appeal from Secretary of Defense Mark Esper on Monday to send thousands of Virginia National Guard personnel to Washington, D.C. The governor's office said that Northam was concerned that the Trump administration would misuse the troops to escalate tensions. He also said that Virginia did not send troops because Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser did not request additional assistance. The governors of other states, including Maryland, Tennessee, and South Carolina, are all sending National Guard troops to the district. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.